ladies and gentlemen. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Maybe you voted. Maybe you voted on a marijuana referendum. Maybe you voted on a governor or perhaps a mayor. In New York City, they thought it might be a little more heated. It turned out it was not as close as many would think. Bill de Blasio is now the mayor of New York City, and he's pretty hyped up about it.
Our city should leave no New Yorker behind. My fellow New Yorkers, today you spoke out loudly and clearly for a new direction for our city. Tackling inequality isn't easy. It never has been and it never will be. The challenges we face have been decades in the making. That inequality, that feeling of a few doing very well, while so many slip further behind, that is the defining challenge of our times.
All right, I'm not going to disagree with that. That is the defining challenge of the time, surely. And we live in a capitalistic society that really, really, really soared with capitalism. But there is a desire of many to take that element away. And I think that is actually part of the problem. And the fact that the corporate taxes are so astronomical. If the corporate taxes were lower, there'd be more money to make and less jobs, I still believe, that would actually go overseas. And de Blasio is a businessman, and the belief is he will really run it, really, really run it like a business. So that was one of the big ones on the day. Not the only one. In Virginia, they elected a new governor. Terry McAuliffe is the new governor. He spent over $15 million trying to win that seat, and he did. So the Democrat who worked for the Clintons is now in his own mansion in politics, and that would be coming up soon in the governor's mansion. So how about that one? I think a surprise to a few people, because Ken Cuccinelli was making it interesting. It was getting a little bit close, And then, of course, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, again, 60% of the vote, and people feel in exit polls he's the most electable candidate for 2016 for president, Chris Christie. How about that? And while that leaves my lips, I'm sure some of you think just the opposite. I've heard kind of a mixed bag of opinions on Chris Christie. So whether he's capable of running the government and everything that goes along with that from the executive branch. Another buzz in the backyard, besides the fact that Election Day has come and gone, is the Transportation Security Administration, the union leaders, actually trying to figure out if they're going to arm some TSA agents. If they're going to arm them. This is all because of the shooting death of Geraldo Hernandez and the gunfight that erupted in the middle of LAX and all the people that went by and had no idea what was going on. Federal prosecutors, by the way, have filed other charges against the 23-year-old who was specifically, according to him, targeting TSA employees. So will they actually have all those new employees? Because they were asking for 45,000 existing screeners. Oof. 45,000. So if the push was on to arm TSA employees, I would say it would be like one armed employee at every single stop. But I think that it's going to be cost prohibitive for that to happen. I think it'll be too expensive. So we're still back in the same place we were before. What do we do? What do we do? How do we keep airport security safe? I mean, how do we do this without wrapping an entire net around the building? Interesting as to what the outcome is going to be. Congress is going to be involved, trust me. This is not an executive branch only kind of thing. I think Congress will absolutely be part of this. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, finds himself in a bit of hot water. There are accusations about plagiarism, and so there's two now. One is about an op-ed piece he wrote in September that looks like an opinion piece that had been published a week earlier. He also wrote for the Washington Times, on mandatory minimums, and it's had some of the three paragraphs were just changed but co-opted from Rand Paul. On Tuesday morning, Paul's office announced a number of different things they were doing to ensure that speeches and articles and all that kind of stuff would be done properly and attributed correctly, etc. So Paul reiterated the new attribution policies and accepted responsibility for the really super slopper ones. And whether they'll be able to nail him on this or not nail him on this, or there was a miscommunication or something else happened here, we can compare it. But this was a curveball. They weren't expecting this. They weren't expecting to be accused of plagiarism. And by all intentions, I think they were good intentions. I think the idea was to get the kids excited about the game and whatnot, if that makes sense. I'm known to throw in those non sequiturs. All right, if you want to sound off on what happened on November 5th, please, please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Talking a little election results, also arming, seriously, the TSA. Is that a realistic possibility? Would that freak you out more to have somebody who's armed on that line, and could there be some freak accidents over it? And, of course, the accusations now that face the senator from Kentucky over plagiarism. Stay with us. That and so much more coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tonight, as I said, Election Day, pot referendums, also three big races. There were a lot of other races, too, but Bill de Blasio, now the mayor, Democrat for New York City. Chris Christie, still the governor in New Jersey. Speculation high about 2016 for him. Terry McAuliffe is now the governor of New Jersey, a big Clinton supporter, worked for the Clintons. They campaigned for him. He spent a ton of money, or his campaign was like $15 million he had to raise, and he narrowly edges out Cuccinelli, who came really close to beating him, which says something because he did not have the money that McAuliffe had in Virginia. Let's go to Izzy, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi. My phone's going to be a little staticky because our lines are really wet here.
Ooh, because the rain.
Oh, all day, all night.
Yeah, anyway, that's like Texas.
I want to clear up a couple of things from the caller from San Francisco. Number one, the Sandy victims.
Yeah.
Aren't being paid money because CGI controls that money, and they have not paid it out. It has nothing to do with, quote-unquote, neocon. It has everything to do with that same company that did the computer work for
healthcare.gov. yeah
and they control every penny. They were hired, a Canadian company hired by Obama. That had nothing to do with neocon. Katrina, August of 2005, we changed the House and the Senate in 206, and if you go back and research that, there again, Blanco denied troops in there, National Guard, She would not let them in, and neither would Nagin allow buses to be used to evacuate people. That's why that was so screwed up. Plus, then the new Congress started putting money somewhere. It didn't go to all victims other than their little debit cards that they blew on Bling and other god-awful things. So, that wasn't a Republican thing. Now, Republicans have enough of their own peccadilloes to be accounted for. But those are two instances that they didn't.
You know what? Very well said. You're right about that, because at least with Blanco, Kathleen Blanco, she screwed up. Nagin screwed up with the buses and not getting people out, so you can't all be leveled at the Republicans. I mean, Mike Brown messed up too, the head of FEMA, but that there was equal parts on that, and there was a lot of fraud and other things that were going on. But that certainly that wasn't at the hands of the Republicans. No.
But also, Ralph Nader, he has a book out. And I can't remember the title of it often. I think it's called Civics for Democracy or something like that. And it's hysterical. The man is a liberal. He is so far left, he's fallen off a circle earth.
I mean, yes.
I cannot believe anybody would follow Nader. He was a radical in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, you know what he's good for? He's good as a consumer watchdog guy, but not as a candidate for president.
Or any other office.
Yeah.
But what I really want to get into, Kay, is please, people, I don't care what you are as far as party association, but call your representatives about this amnesty. This cannot go through. You have no idea how much of this is tied into Obamacare. I was rereading part of Obamacare today, and as soon as I pick out some choice parts, I'll let you know, Kay. Because there's in Obamacare is not only an entire section just for illegals, not even citizen Mexicans or El Salvador, wherever you come from, but illegals. And it's got to stop. You have got to tell those people, if you vote for amnesty, you're out in 2014 and 2016.
Yeah.
Because I'm fed up with it, but. There again, I'm going to go back through this because a friend of mine asked me to look up something. I said, do you know how much work that is? It's 2,500 pages.
Right, so you're looking through it.
Well, I know about where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the so-called death panels is about three-quarters of the way through. But there's one scary part in there people should be aware of. There is a section that is relegated to forming a domestic army to go against American citizens, taking officers from the United States military and chief warrant officers and making them into domestic troops. And I was just going back to try and find the section. I think it's in the 10,000-something section. I mean, there's over 20,000 sections.
Yeah. Yeah, but we talked about that thing about the troops. We talked about that. That was highlighted a little bit. It was one of the things that was stuffed in there that highlighted by a few people and then went away. And we talked about it on the show. In fact, that you may have even called in about it, but now this has been like dormant and now it's coming back up again. But I agree with you on the amnesty thing. I think it's a travesty because we're getting crucified in cost because of the illegal situation. And now we're going to.
I lost my insurance.
I know. Three people that lost their insurance.
Friday, I got the shock of my life. And let me tell you, Friday, nobody wanted to be in my path. I was hell for leather. I was so angry. I said, what have you done? I couldn't even get my medicine.
Wow.
They
that's
took away.
Bad.
And I pay for my insurance.
Right.
But nope. They canceled that part and said, I have to go over here. I said, oh, screw you.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I was so infuriated with the insurance. I called up the senator and I said, you will fix this. By God, you will fix this.
Mm-hmm.
So they called me back today. And I actually spoke to the senator. And I got a call back, not today, yesterday. Said, if I don't hear from them by Wednesday morning, to call back.
And I thought, then they called.
Nobody's called yet, but. And I will call tomorrow morning. But that's part of the problem is that, remember back when that gal from in Los Angeles, she was an illegal alien.
Yes.
$2 million
worth
of liver transplant.
Yep.
We had people on waiting lists for livers. citizen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm angry, and I need, and the country needs other people to speak up and tell all of these illegals who are getting quote unquote aggressive to back off.
Yeah.
Because we can't pass amnesty. We just can't. It is just more destruction upon this country.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Well,
well said.
Well said, Izzy. Well said. Sorry about your insurance. I mean, I know three people in the same situation. They had individual insurance like Izzy and paid and then got the cancellation notice. That's why I keep saying this over and over again, as I found the people at NPR desperately trying to do it for their own reasons. Who are the people that think it's great? Who are the people that this is benefiting? And I guess Izzy highlighted one of them. If you're in the country illegally, this benefits you. But anybody else, it's far and few between. If you still have your employer-based insurance, you're probably okay for now. That may change, though, depending on how big the company is. But all these cancellation notices and people trying to scramble to find something that is equal to what they had and then being told, well, it doesn't match the standards for Obamacare. A lot of what doesn't meet the standards has to do with crazy things, you know, add-ons. It has nothing to do with pre-existing conditions, none of that. And then the other big thing is for the people that the option is, well, you can join the health exchanges because, geez, we want everybody to have coverage or you get fined, is the fact that it's no shock at all to us on this show since we went deep on healthcare. This was our issue. We have had so many doctors on. We've been to Washington every single year and talked about this and talked with people that I know we said this right in the beginning and covered this turf, that you were going to have hardly any of the healthier, younger people sign up for the health care exchanges, and instead they'd be older. How are you going to pay for this? How is this going to work? Because they're skewed in the wrong direction. Less healthy customers are going to create obstacles with coverage. They have to have the younger ones in the health exchanges. Nothing but problems. It's way to look at me. How about you? Your view might be different. I invite all views. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
On November 5th, Election Day, and a whole bunch of things that shouldn't have got passed did, and a whole bunch of things that should have got passed did, and a whole bunch of people that shouldn't have been elected did get elected. And vice versa. You know, that whole campaigning thing is crazy exhaustion watching people do it. And the amount of money that you have to spend to get elected in this country is insane. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We're talking about a couple of different things here on the show, including the elections and mixing in some other conversation along the way, too. Hey, Danny. He must have fallen asleep. There he is. I hear ya.
Yes, I know you do. Izzy's right. This is terrible. And these elections are going to come back to haunt the New Yorkers and the Virginians terribly. And as far as Christie goes, that's just another moderate. We don't need him in the Republican Party. I got a better idea. As a Tea Party member, I've been talking to a few people, and it is feasible. Let's recall Obama. And everything the man has done has been to destroy America, including this Obamacare. And it's going to really be a hardship on the old people. And if they got the immigration routine put through, it would be absolutely terrible for the American people. I mean, the unions, they could be disastrous because you're going to have a whole bunch of people going to be coming in here that'll bring in all their relatives because they're already here and they'll have their amnesty, and it's just going to be a terrible, terrible situation. And we need to recall Obama. This guy is a crook. This guy's a liar. This guy's a thief. This guy's just absolutely scum.
Dan, here's the thing. I agree with you on the Obamacare legislation. I mean, come on. This is why I keep calling for it. Like I said, I gave the example of NPR because they can't even find people. So let's hear the great stories. Let's hear the stories that this is so affordable, this is so wonderful, this is the way to go. It is a mess. It's a hornet's nest that we can't undo at this point the way Congress is going. And if they don't figure out some of these things, it's going to keep costing us more and more money because we're the taxpayers. We're the ones who pay the freight on all of this.
Well, everything that he's done has cost us money. So to the battery companies, I mean, you cannot show me one success that Obama has done.
Oh, I can too. How about cash for clunkers? Cash for clunkers.
What? That was a joke.
I know. It was, and I know. It was brutal.
You've got to be
TARP.
Kidding.
What about TARP? Come on. Wasn't TARP good?
Oh, God, yes. $1 trillion right off the bat to keep the teachers' unions and the mafia, pardon me, the other unions in money. We didn't do any bridges. We didn't do any roads.
No.
And now they're talking about Oregon going to do this black box and all new cars where they can do this new thing. And that's going to be plus the gas tax, then the black box. Oh, we'll eliminate it as soon as we start having enough revenue coming in to blah, blah, blah. Well, you know that's not going to happen. It's going to be double taxation.
So yeah.
We need to get rid of these damn Democrats. We need to get back to a smaller government. We need to get the less intrusive government. We need to beef up our military because Obama's trying to give away all of our nuclear program to the Russians, and that's another thing he's trying to hang us with. This guy is an enemy of America, and we need to get rid of him. Recall the damn guy.
I'll float that idea out there, Dan. How many people would vote to recall
online.
Obama? Yeah,
have
how many?
Vote on. Vote online.
Vote online. That's what we're going to do. Actually, send me something in America Tonight. We'll start keeping track of this. How many people, because the approval ratings are down to 30, how many people, and I'd have to believe that's not just Republicans, how many people would vote for recall? How many people are that frustrated? And
I got a joke for you next time I call.
Oh, save it up. Save it up for the next show.
Yeah,
How many people, thanks, Dan, how many people would vote to recall? See, I don't think we will have that with Obama. There's not going to be a recall. People throw out impeachment. It's not going to be that. I mean, you can't impeach him for lousy governing, for picking brutal cabinet members, for some of the things that we just mentioned, programs that missed their mark. They're not going to think of them as nobody's thinking of them as impeachable offenses, but in the end it's incredibly costly, and the health insurance is the one that's so disconcerting because so many people now are forced to get this. You have to get the insurance, and if you don't get the insurance, then you're fined. So you're fined for something you didn't have or couldn't afford, and that's what's starting to happen with people. How much insurance can you afford? What if you have a big family? But regardless, what is your personal situation? And when you had the insurance taken away from you, it makes people nervous. They don't trust the government. I mean, Dan also has a point that I agree with, and if you've listened to my show, then you know it. I'm more in the vein, if we went back to the founding fathers of like Thomas Jefferson, and I think you have to have a government. Don't get me wrong. Have to have a strong best government you can have, the best we can have, we gotta have. But states' rights and less federal regulation, I think, equals a much happier, and livable United States of America. RC in Illinois, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, RC?
Not much. I just want to say I adore Izzy as I always have.
Yes,
she's
funny. I live
across probably the river from her. Mm-hmm. I wish she'd run for office. She's always on tick because she's got her facts together all
she
the time.
She does. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's, in fact, Matt thought, I said, just tell Del Kate, my lady, that's all I want to say. You let me yammer last night. I think it's one of the best shows you ever had.
I love that, RC. Thank you for saying that. We appreciate you. Thank you for supporting the show and being one of the good guys to call in. You heard what RC had to say there. You know what? It also goes back to that thing about electing people. What you got to think about this. You take a breath. You stop and think about this. In all seriousness, whether you're younger or you're older, doesn't matter. You can vote. Who is it? What kind of a candidate would make a good politician in your mind? What are the things that the candidate needs to have in Congress or as a president? And that's what you start to think about. You start to think about that. Ray in Missouri, you now have the floor. Hey, Ray.
Hey, that was quick.
Yeah, bada bing, you're on just like that. For all those times that you waited in line, we let you get up front.
Hell, I missed out on that. I did really bad on the pick your number this week.
It's a brand new week. That's the good news.
Yeah. Another day, and the Obamacare, what they knew about the website and all that, just another sign that this is going bad.
Yeah, there's so many things. The young people not signing up for the healthcare exchanges, so they're blowing up. It doesn't look like it's going to go smooth there. So then that means all those people dependent on the healthcare exchanges are going to be stuck. For one, people getting their insurance kicked away, panicking because they were told they weren't going to lose their insurance, can't find insurance that is equivalent to what they had, don't want something new that costs them more money. There's so many things in the con column for this.
Yeah. The people were, the administration's recruiting from Google and this and that and the other to try to straighten out the website.
Yeah.
That should never, yeah, if you cannot run a website, you might not be able to run some health care. Jeff Foxworthy would have gave him a sign.
I agree, absolutely. Maybe it takes even a fifth grader. You know, they show he does the fifth grader. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with this. That's what's wrong. And you're right. I mean, you could. And here's the thing. They try to fluff off that, hey, it's no big deal. It's just a website. It is the healthcare.gov website that's been in the works for 3.5 years. I mean, are you kidding? And what does that show you when you've got that site messed up? It does not instill, thanks, Ray, it does not instill confidence in the American people. That's why the approval ratings are low. Because of the problems they've already had before it's even become the whole part of it, the individual mandate, a law. I mean, it's in the books now. It kicks in 2014. And every single one of us has to have health insurance or possibly be fined. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in on it, you certainly can. Stay with us. More to come.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
We need to do a better job of getting information to them so they know what their options are. And they know that they will, without question, have higher quality insurance because of this than they currently have. Most of them will pay the same or less for better coverage. This is all important, and it's all on us, and that's why we're working every day to get that information to the Americans who need it.
So are they words of comfort to you, America? That's Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, saying we need to get that information to the people who really need it, because they're going to get this health care coverage. So the question most people are asking is, leave my health care alone and let me keep what I have. That's like the outcry. Don't take it away. Don't take it away. And then there's a backdoor thing about, well, there was a caveat to what we said or what the president said about you can keep your insurance. If only the insurance company will allow you to stay on, please. I mean, it's such a massive fight. And think of the Affordable Care Act. It kicked in 2010, affirmed by the Supreme Court in 2012. It affects so many people. Dramatic effects on 48 to 50 million Americans who don't have or haven't been able to get insurance. By 2014, everyone, with a very few exceptions, has to have insurance or face a penalty. Right now, the date is you have until March to get it. I feel like we're in the Hunger Games. And I'm being flanked by Izzy and Dan, and then a few other people are in front, and they're just trying to shoot the poison darts. Ray and the rest of the crowd coming along. I mean, because it is like poison darts. It's crazy. Can we have some plain speak coming out of D.C.? So listen, we want to jam healthcare down your throat because no one else has been able to do it. We promise we'll take out the things that aren't working. We'll just start to pull things away, and we'll make it work. It's all good. We'll make it work. It's all good for the people creating the website because they make oodles of money. But for the rest of us, no, I don't think so. And they say more than half of Americans get health insurance through work. Get it through work. But then you have the other people, 149 military, or 149 rather, million non-elderly people. And then you start to mix in all these numbers, and you know, even if you're not a numbers person, it doesn't add up. And you know what? Listen, honestly, no matter who I voted for, no matter what I think of certain policies, if affordable health care was super, super good, I would say it. I would say you got to sign up for it. Finally, everybody gets insurance and you can afford it. I just don't see it. I don't see it. How many people are going to register is what I want to know. How many people are going to get insurance and let the chips fall where they may? And the chips could fall. So different things have changed. Like if you're a woman, you don't have to have a referral to see a gynecologist. Maternity care is provided. So birth control would come at no cost in many plans. And with so many people paying more, how does this become affordable? How does it become more affordable? And the companies will also get fined if they don't offer insurance. So it's one big mess. It's one big mess. I almost think that they knew they were going to get some of these things off the bat, but were willing to try to push it through and then break it down afterwards. Well, I guess that didn't work out too well, so let's fix that. Let's fix that. Unfortunately, it doesn't come with an overall turn back the clock. Because if that were the case, then this would be a much different story. But the way things are headed, I absolutely think you have to educate yourself in what's going on with your money. Is it in a 401k? Is it just in the bank? You got to figure out what they call that mailbox money. Mailbox money. So, bottom line is the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare is what it's commonly called now, is just not working. It's just not working. So start to pull it apart right from the beginning. So there's no chance of a miss. I want to re-rack on some of what happened this past November 5th. Election-wise, Chris Christie is the governor of New Jersey again, so he just stays in the same position. And in the other race, McAuliffe got massive cement and had a lot of their support. So McAuliffe wins governor of New Jersey. And his race was neck and neck with Cuccinelli. It was really just that close. And Chris Christie winning by the margin he did in New Jersey, more and more people are going to talk about Chris Christie. Because we're going into 2014, who are the candidates going to be, get them in place, make sure it's the right person. And then look down the road. Look down the road. I want to remind you again about our America Tonight email bag. Go to americatonight.com and boom, it's so easy to find. So easy to find. Not easy to find is, in some cases, a clear-cut winner in some of these local races. But Democrats could face a historic victory if they win all three state races on the ballot. And earlier in the evening on Tuesday, the Associated Press called the Lieutenant Governor's race for Democratic State Senator Ralph Northam over GOP nominee E.W. Jackson. It's interesting thinking of candidates and thinking of what they go through in trying to have enough money to run these campaigns and make some of these choices that they have to make. So now it's about pulling it apart. Pulling it apart and figuring out right away what works and what clearly is not working and has to be changed ASAP. Not waiting for summit, a conference, or whatever. Has to be changed immediately. And Izzy said it, I say it constantly from day one when I started the show, no bull. If you're unhappy, remember the Declaration of Independence is we the people. That means me and you and me, all of us, all the way around the horn. We have voices, we have emails, we have ways to use them, and we need to use them, because if you're much more vigilant and we dig in and more people participate, there's a much better chance you can have a law overturned. Certainly in my experience, one-on-one is absolutely better. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Francis! This guy, Double J, worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.